Tonight, the Prophetic Update, our week in review. Unfiltered and uncensored, we bring you the truth behind this week's events through the lens of Bible prophecy. The prophetic signs are clear, and the time is now.
Well, welcome everybody to another edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton there on your left-hand side of your screen, joining us from New York City. And David, you got a UFO arrival or departure going on back there in the background.
Yeah, they're coming soon. Because, you know, when we're raptured out, you know, we're still waiting. I know some people already claimed the date, but we know when they claim a date, that's not the date.
Right.
But they're gonna blame it on UFOs that we have to be re-educated. So yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
So there's one right there.
Yeah, and it's a nice one too. I like that.
It is nice.
All right, David, go ahead and pray us into the show, and then I'll tell everybody what we're going to talk about on this week's week in review.
All right, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to spread your word, plant your seed, and to do your work. You said, occupy until you come. And that means to do business. So here we are doing the kingdom business for you. We ask that these seeds would germinate and grow forth fruit, 30, 60, and 100 fold. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. And hopefully, David, I got it right this time. We'll see.
I think so.
Okay, there we go. We're going to begin with Israel, the Middle East, and Bible prophecy. Then we'll move on to global alignments, Russia, Iran, China, and the West. In the second half of the show, we'll be getting into technology, the economy, and political control. And then we'll finish things off with society, apostasy, and the near future, what we're going to be looking forward to like real, real soon. So let me go ahead and get this going here and start off with this one, which is Israel, Gaza, and the prophetic time clock. This week, Israel continued its full-scale offensive in Gaza. The Israel Defense Forces advanced deeper into Gaza City with air and ground operations targeting Hamas's command structure, weapons depots, and tunnel systems. Tanks and infantry pressed into key neighborhoods, determined to root out the terror group once and for all. The propaganda media often highlights so-called civilian casualties, but the truth is that the real suffering in Gaza is caused by Hamas. They hide behind women and children using hospitals, schools, and mosques to shield their fighters. They've turned Gaza's neighborhoods into fortresses, ensuring their own people pay the price for their terror. And we can never forget the hostages, men, women, and children still held in dark tunnels, suffering unimaginable abuse. That is the human toll of Hamas's evil. Now, also this week in the north, Hezbollah launched more rockets into Israel, forcing families in Galilee into shelters. Israel responded with precision airstrikes. But what we must understand is that a multi-front war is no longer theory. It's becoming more of a probability every day. Then at the United Nations, the familiar unjustified condemnation of Israel continues as multiple nations, including the United Kingdom, have now rewarded Hamas terrorists by recognizing a Palestinian state that owns no land, has no true government, and no right to call itself a country, all while turning a blind eye to Hamas's terrorism. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas accused Israel of genocide, even as he tried to position the PA to rule Gaza after the war. The world's hypocrisy is blatant. Israel defends its people while terrorists are excused. Inside Israel itself, tensions remain high. Security services even intercepted an assassination threat against Prime Minister Netanyahu, yet the nation remains resolute. Hamas must be destroyed. Now, prophetically, this is exactly what Scripture said would come. Jesus himself talked about all this in Matthew 24, 6 and 7, speaking of wars and rumors of wars that will occur in the last days. And in Ezekiel 38, the prophet points directly to Persia, today's Iran, as a key player in the Northern Confederation that will come against Israel, while Isaiah 17 speaks of Damascus becoming a ruinous heap. With Israeli jets striking Syrian targets again this week, that prophecy could be fulfilled in an instant. And don't forget, Zechariah told all nations one would one day gather against Jerusalem. This week's headlines echo those words exactly. So what part of that do you want to start off with, David, or should I just ask you the question here right off the gate, which is what do you think about the full-scale invasion going on in Gaza City itself?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing just is, how could you get more clear that this was written about in the Bible, mm-hmm. Thousands of years ago? Everybody walked out on Netanyahu when he started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it was like 93.3% of them all walked out on him.
Yeah, and for cheering what? Each other. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and then clapping for each other. And it's just, it just reminds me of, the Psalms is God just laughs at them, mm-hmm. Why mm-hmm. do the nations rage and the people carry on? He's like going, and he just laughs. He's like, mm-hmm. seriously? Because they don't know what's coming. They think, we didn't get reprimanded today.
Yeah.
But he's just merciful and giving them a chance to repent.
Right.
I think the funny part was this. Out of all of this is Mossad hacked every cell phone in Gaza and ran a live stream of Netanyahu's speech so they couldn't shut it off.
I love it.
Yeah, that was like, that's genius. Yeah, uh-huh. And which just tells you, listen, they can literally, I mean, if they can hack the phone like that, then they can do what they did with the pagers and right. then cause them to overheat and explode. They can mm-hmm. literally blow up the whole nation if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But they're restrained and they're not. And you can see that in what he's writing. Now, granted, don't get all Zionistic on us here. We know that Israel is still apostate, but they right. will repent.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, God did give them this intelligence that they have. And we just pray that they use it for God's glory. And that's what it is. But they are ridiculously smart.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then I think one of the things, if we're going against Israel's return, like Trump said something that was concerning to both of us, that he won't let Israel take Judea and Samaria back.
Right.
And then, so what happened all the last times that we've done something like that about dividing the land of Israel?
We always pay a price for it, usually yeah. in a natural disaster.
Yeah, big ones. And mm-hmm. I see the two storms brewing. Remember those? The Humberto and I guess they're all Latino now. And Imelda.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's the deal, though. Joel, they are in the Atlantic Ocean here, so they're not going to come your way. But the two of them are going to start to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then they mm-hmm. combine, and then they're going to hit. And that just reminds me of 2012 when we had Hurricane Sandy come up here, and it just kind of wiped out the city, filled the yeah. subways up with the ocean water. And that was fun and exciting, and got off of work for a little while, so that was great. And I see another one coming if he doesn't change the course on that, because that's what happens. he's like, don't do that. And it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, there's people on both sides of the aisle, and as Christians are like, Trump's great. He's bringing all these things back. But then there's the others that recognize the things that aren't so good, like when he pushed the vaccines and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you really just have to weigh it out. You got to realize that he's not the savior, but he's you can't expect him to be perfect either.
Yeah.
And so he's just like the rest of us that's going to have to receive Christ. I'm just concerned about some of the Christian counselors that he has. Paula White
too.
is horrible.
Who is that? Didn't he appoint some lady to be in charge of it all? And that was concerning to me right off the top. I don't remember what denomination she belongs to or any of that. I really don't. But I do know that some of the positions she took weren't exactly aligning with what.
Yeah, and more NAR stuff. And we're to expect that because, the devil will come with a gospel so close that it would deceive, if possible, even the elect.
Yeah.
And I honestly would lean in that direction. I think he's playing the Christian card, not necessarily actually believe it. Like you or I would go in there and it's like, well, I guess you know, you're going to kill me, but we're going to get rid of all this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think he's trying to be more of a diplomat. And I don't know if that's going to work. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But in either case, we're supposed to pray for him. Absolutely. So that's what we do. Just like Israel.
And I do know at one time there was a commercial maybe or something. I don't remember. It had to do with Trump, and he was surrounding himself with all these preachers.
Right. Okay.
And he said, you know, if this doesn't get me into heaven, nothing will. And I was thinking to myself, right, well, nothing will then, because if that's what you're putting your faith in, you just failed.
People?
No. No, you're out on that, right? Because you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believe in your heart that he is the Son of God, that he did die for you, that he did come back, you know, that he is coming back, I should say. You know, you've got to believe that, and you've got to believe it 100%, or no, you're not going to get into heaven. I hate to tell President Trump that, because I support probably, 95 or more percent of what he does, but you know,
well, that's the idea.
Yeah.
The whole idea of being that wolf in sheep's clothing, as you will, is you're going to say those things. It's mm-hmm. it's like rat poison. Rat poison. 99.9% of the rat poison is delicious.
That's a great analogy. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful rat food. You know, mm-hmm. they got all those mm-hmm. cool things that rats like to eat. But they hide that one little bit of poison in there. So that, mm-hmm. that would be the concern for me so on the specific things, we'll call that out. Yes, grass is good mm-hmm. for rats. And, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. these seeds are good for rats. However, don't eat this one, you know, poison piece over here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, now,
don't eat the rat poison.
Looking ahead here, or I should say back at we're initially talking about here at the United Nations, mm-hmm. You've got everybody walked out. I mean, we talked about this a little bit before we got on the air. What was it, 90-something percent, I think you said, David?
Yeah, 93.3%.
Walked out on Netanyahu's speech. You know, like, it kind of reminds me of a little bitty kid. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is something that my dad told me when I was a little bitty kid. You know, you don't want to be that child that you know, gets mad because you don't get to play as much as everybody else or whatever, so you take your ball and go home. Well, that's exactly what these idiots at the United Nations, which I believe that we should ship over to the United Kingdom if they want them so much, mm-hmm. you know, that's exactly what all these idiots are doing. You know, and then you pointed out that Israel pulled off the great one, you know, to yep. stream it. That was great.
Yep. Because you know, absolutely 100%, all those people were watching to see what he said. It's not mm-hmm. like they left and like they went and got coffee.
Oh yeah,
they're just like little girls. They go, you know, go and hide in a corner and pretend mm-hmm. they really left when they're really trying to hear what he had to say.
Yeah,
and I think Benny knew that too. He knew. So, yeah, they're listening.
Yeah, I can see them. I can see them all running out, and you know, because you noticed they didn't show any of them out in the hallways or anything like that, recording anything, because they were all in different rooms watching it on the screen on TV. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like 99.9% sure about all that. Now,
yeah,
another thing about that, David, is that we're looking at Isaiah 17 because Israel is beginning to hit but all around Damascus. And, you know, it's only going to take one little mistake or maybe not a mistake, and that city's gone, just like prophecy in Isaiah 17:1 states.
Yep. And that's going to be cool because we're just going to wake up one day and like, it's done. Mm-hmm. That was fast.
Yeah, and I wonder how they're going to explain that one. Well, I know how they're going to explain it. They're going to blame it on Israel, right?
Yeah, they'll blame Israel. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to blame somebody.
Yeah.
So another side note is this is fun. Do you know about Petro, Gustavo Petro?
That one got by me, David. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So, he is president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro.
Okay.
So, him and his hubris stands on the streets here in New York City and tried to urge the U.S. soldiers to disobey and incite violence.
Oh.
Disobey their orders, as if there were some kind of Colombian government over here.
Can they do that? I mean, can they get away with that under diplomatic immunity? I know they have that diplomatic immunity thing,
no.
But do they have it on the streets?
Because of the contract law, this is how it works. The Constitution specifically, the only laws that are enforceable are if you harm someone or their property or incite someone to do so.
Okay.
Which means traffic tickets, no. Parking tickets, no. Because they're who have I harmed by parking in that spot?
Okay.
You know, and who have I harmed by going through a red light? Unless
you
kill somebody doing
right.
it. So that's where it lies. So all these minutiae, which are really policies, and police are policy enforcers. They're not laws per se. The only laws on the books are harming someone else or their property.
Okay.
So this falls under that. These inciting violence.
Right. Yeah.
That is punishable. So what they did is they arrested him and threw him out of the country and revoked his visa.
Okay,
so here's the president of Colombia is never allowed to come back into the United States.
Yeah,
again.
I did see something. I didn't equate this country or the name or anything, but I did see something where some leading diplomat or some diplomat anyway had his visa revoked. You know?
That's him, and he's the president of Colombia. Reckless and incendiary actions.
Yeah.
And then if it's treason, now you're endangering the whole country. They can literally put you to death.
Right.
So,
right.
How stupid do you have to be the leader of a nation and then come here and try and tell our soldiers who absolutely love the president to disobey their orders and incite violence in New York City?
Makes no sense.
There's something wrong with you. I mean,
yeah.
He's had way too many vaccines, I guess.
Well, that's very true. Let's look at this next one here. We got coming up global alignments. We got Russia, Iran, China, Turkey, and the West. Now, as Israel battles Hamas, the wider world is aligning along prophetic lines. Russia announced deeper military cooperation with Iran, including advanced defense systems designed to counter Israel's air power. Iran may claim at the UN that it's not pursuing nuclear weapons, but its track record proves otherwise. This alliance between Moscow and Tehran is the very picture Ezekiel painted, Gog of the far north and Iran united against Israel. Additionally, China continued strengthening ties in the Middle East, offering economic partnerships designed to push America and Europe aside. Revelation 16 warns of the kings of the East rising as a force in the last days. We see the groundwork being laid now through trade, diplomacy, and influence. Europe is also fracturing under the strain. Italy erupted with a nationwide strike targeting its government for supplying arms to Israel. Protesters blocked ports, roads, and airports, demanding their leaders abandon support for Jerusalem. Europe is also fracturing under the strain. Let's move on to the next one. I almost repeated myself there. All came really close. Okay, and then there's Turkey. President Erdogan speaks both to NATO allies and to Muslim audiences, walking a line between West and East. But Ezekiel's prophecy of Togarma from the north points directly to Turkey as another nation that comes against Israel. So the role Ankara will play in the days to come is worth watching closely. Meanwhile, President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly this week with boldness. He called on nations to shut their borders, expel illegal immigrants, and reject globalist schemes that are destroying sovereignty. But even before his speech, attempts were made to sabotage. An escalator failing to operate the moment he and the First Lady attempted to use it. The teleprompter containing his speech failing despite a backup system that also failed. And then even the sound system lowering the volume, making it difficult for all members to hear him. President Trump properly declared these actions intentional interference and demanded accountability. But the substance of his speech was very clear. America, under his leadership, will reject globalism, defend Israel, and stand for national sovereignty. Now, we already discussed, David, that we're concerned about what's going on over there as far as him giving some land away or making it impossible for Israel to take back land that God gave them. But other than that, yeah, President Trump did. He lectured the United Nations. And if you notice,
that was actually a good speech, yeah.
Every single seat was there. I mean, they were there because they know he's serious. I mean, with Biden, they could take a nap. They wouldn't miss anything. But, you know, with him, they want to know what he's thinking because, you know, when he says he's going to do something.
Today?
Yeah. Yeah. When he says he's going to do something, most of the time he does, you know.
Yeah, and he's definitely, and he'll just hint at it too.
Well, I want to point out one other thing I wanted to make sure I got across. Can you imagine the escalator going out with Biden? He'd still be waiting on how to get in there. Can you imagine?
He's like, oh, why did it stop?
Yeah, can you imagine the teleprompter going out on Biden?
I think it did all the time. He couldn't even read it when it did work.
I mean, you know, Trump just said, okay, all right, take the teleprompter away from me. I don't care. You know,
yeah, he just speak off the cuff anyway. good. Now I can say what I want.
but again, you know, we get right back down to it again, you know, that we can't allow the United States to block Israel from taking back the land that God promised to give them for good. You know, we went over this in the Bible show earlier this week that, you know, everlasting is a long time. And that's what God said. He didn't say until.
That means
he said everlasting.
Yep. That means outside of time and space. And when time runs out completely, then it's still there.
Yeah.
For eternity. That's an amazing thought. I can't grasp that yet. When we get there, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we just take 1 second at a time as we go. Mm-hmm. I find this interesting. There's so many things here, Joel. Number one is that he used that opportunity to say, listen, I put a bid on this to build this whole place for $500 million. Okay. And it would have been complete with guarantees that everything would be working. He says, here you are over $5 billion. You're still not finished. And the escalator's broken. He said, who's at fault here? We know what you're doing with the money. Yeah. So that's just the funniest thing. And, you know, turning it down as if they're not going to record it and play it on the internet all over the world. You know, that's like being stupid on purpose, you know, and they can't help themselves. They got such derangement that they actually think these things are going to work.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to, two things. Number one, like Italy, the president of Italy, is a woman and she's very much, conservative, very conservative, throwing out the, immigrants and being on the side of Israel and all. And what you have is just, you got a handful of libtards over there, like you have over here, that are complaining about the president. But for the most part, the people love what she's doing, you know, because that's just normal to be conservative. It's just normal thought. Whereas the leftist thought, there's mental retardation there. So if you're thinking lefty, oh yeah, the government's going to take care of us. Oh, it's not going to happen. And you know, they say, oh well, we're anti-God. No, you're not anti-God. You just made something else your God. Like evolutionists, they make Mother Nature God because Mother Nature is making the choices and the decisions and this and that and the other. Well, lefties, they're saying no God, but they make government their God. So it's not like they're, you know, getting rid of God altogether. They're just trying to put that responsibility on someone else. So I don't believe They had a big thing out here in New York when Trump went to the Ryder Cup. And the News 12 out here is big. Oh, you know, big protest for, you know, when Trump came to this thing. But then there's people that were there and they took the videos. It was like 12 people on a corner. And they're like, and the newspaper has this giant protest from Trump coming. And and all the, yeah, listen, you don't go to Long Island if you're a leftist. Then you might not make it out. A very conservative people out there. And it was just funny because they're all driving by, you know, with the typical New York salute, you know, the one finger salute to all these libtards out there. It's just funny. But along those lines, we also have the government of Iran is what we're talking about here. It's the governments, the principalities and powers. Because the people of Persia, the Iranians, as we call them today, they're very nice people. And they are having a huge revival. Huge revival. They're all coming to the Lord in droves. And that's particularly because the government is trying to force Islam down their throats and all the stuff that comes with it. It's 100%. They're like, that's what causes revival and all of these great restorations. It's like, oh, why are you trying to keep me from that? And then the Lord shows up. He's showing up in their dreams. How are you going to argue with an entire family that had the same dream at night about Jesus coming and saying, I'm the Savior? Yeah, so your government policies are going to keep me from doing that. Mm-hmm. And you know, and so Benjamin is very keen on that. He said, hey, we've had a thousands of years of history of us being friends with the Iranian people or the Persians. Mm-hmm. And that's true. So he called on the people, you know, to just, hey, let's get rid of your government. And I think I want to make that clear as we're talking. It's when we say Iran, it's the evil government Iran, not the wonderful people, because they really are some of the best people in the world.
Well, you know, up until, what was it, 1979, you know, that they were actually supporters of Israel. And only when this evil regime took over, that's when everything changed. But you're right. You know, the people of Iran, they're not to blame for it. Unfortunately, they're going to have to take the brunt of a lot of the stuff that's coming. But, you know, they've... Hopefully, a lot of them receive Christ, and they're not going to have to worry about it either. I mean, that's
I mean, on one hand, you want them to revolt, and on the other hand, it's like, no, this is working pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a thousand years from now, you want more people there? Well, you know, persecution does that. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. I heard that somewhere before.
Well, I do know, you know, that they had the president of Iran was on Fox News. I don't remember on whose show, but they were defending their right to have nuclear power.
We have the right to take it away.
Now, what they don't tell you is that you don't have to really even enrich anything. I mean, it's very, very slight to do the power thing. The only, but where they're at, they're just seconds away or days or whatever you want to call it away from nuclear weapons, or at least they were. All right. Anyway, in the second half of the show, guys, we're going to keep things rolling here, and we're going to talk about the economy, technology, and the rising beast system. So y'all hang in there with us, and we'll be back after a short break.
The Last Christian Radio Show is 100% listener supported. For every broadcast and message, we rely on you to keep this mission alive. You can donate directly at lastchristian.net, where every fully tax-deductible gift matters. Or you can help by purchasing the everyday products you already use from our trusted partners. The Conservative Store, Everyday Dose Coffee, Prima Ancestral Protein Bars, and Christian Book. And now, through our partnership with the Israel Institute of Biblical Studies, you can register for courses that take you deeper into the Word of God. Students save 30% on individual classes and 45% on group courses. Remember, every donation or purchase through our links helps fuel this ministry. So visit lastchristian.net today. Stand and pray with us and support the mission.
Have you ever wondered what lies beyond the veil of what we call reality, what the mainstream refuses to acknowledge and the church too often fears to confront? Every night at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, Shadows of a Greater Reality dares to pull back that veil, exposing the hidden, the mysterious, and the prophetic. Hosted by Nestor Arce and David Paxton, together with guest experts from around the world, this gripping hour explores the supernatural, the unexplained, and the biblically prophetic connections that are shaping our world in real time. From shadow governments to spiritual warfare, ancient prophecies to current day phenomena, if you think it's just conspiracy, think again. Tune in nightly at 10 p.m. Central to Shadows of a Greater Reality right here on Revelation Radio, where nothing is filtered, nothing is censored, and nothing is off limits. Because the truth is stranger and more urgent than fiction.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton on the left-hand side of your screen, All the way from New York. David, we'll jump right back into it here. We'll go with the economy, technology, And the rising beast system. Now, the world's economy also is showing new signs of strain this week, supposedly. Food prices rose sharply in parts of Africa and the Middle East. Debt crisis deepening in Latin America, and inflation continuing squeezing households across Europe. Now, Revelation's Black Horse Rider describes a time when a day's wages are barely enough to buy bread. Obviously, we're not there yet, but what we see in the world economy is exposing just how fragile the global system has become. Central bank digital currencies are advancing again. The European Union pressed ahead with its digital euro trials. And here in the United States, debates continue to heat up over the digital dollar. Now, supporters are claiming progress, but the truth is clear. These systems hand governments absolute control over buying and selling. Revelation 13 warns of a coming system where no one can purchase without the mark, and digital currency tied to identity systems established the infrastructure for that prophecy. Now, also, technology continues to advance. Artificial intelligence breakthroughs in translation now allow real-time communication across languages. What sounds like progress is, in reality, a return to Babel. Watching our midweek comprehensive Bible study each week, you know that Genesis 11 shows the failed attempt by mankind to unite under one language in an effort to rebel against God. Today, AI, while a great tool when used properly, is also attempting to restore a new Babel for man's pride and control. Surveillance systems, digital IDs, and censorship tools are merging with AI. The image of the beast that speaks and enforces compliance in Revelation 13 could easily be realized through such technology. The tools of total control are already here. Prophetically, this is the skeleton of the beast system taking shape. Economics, technology, and governance all fusing together into a global web of control, exactly as God forewarned. So what do you think about that, David?
That's all fun and exciting. I think, you know, what we have now is fake money anyway.
True.
You know, all you have is paper, and they print different numbers on it, and so that's worth a different amount. It's not backed by anything.
Well, yeah, it used
full
to be.
Faith in the American economy. Well, I don't have full faith in the American economy. The only reason it still works is because we all accept it. But it's like monopoly money. It's pretty much worthless. Whereas silver and gold, no, those are hard assets, and they're usable for different things. Therefore, they have intrinsic value. And that's what God set forth in the beginning. He's like, here's things that have intrinsic value that you can trade back and forth so you can use them. But ultimately, how can I use this piece of paper that says 20 on it or 50 or 100? How can I use it other than this fake system that you have of what we call the economy? You really can't. Whereas if I get a 1 ounce silver coin, I know that's an ounce. I could use it anywhere in the world at any time all throughout history. And that's kind of where we're at. So the digital one is the only advantage I see to them is now it's still fake money because it's just numbers that are transposed back and forth, but they're trying to create a system where they control it. We already have digital currency. We call it Bitcoin, and people use that all the time to trade back and forth for a lot of things. It started with the gaming industry. They just said, hey, we don't want to trade money back and forth. Let's just think this Bitcoin it was a game, and like I can get, you know, X amount of coins, and then I can trade them to you for these fake video game machine guns or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now people actually give you real money for it, and it's like, that's weird. But the reason they're trying to push for the digital ID is because they know 100% that people can trade without their being involved in it. Mm-hmm. So if you put your money in a bank, they could still control that now.
Right.
So, you know, the digital ID or digital currency, it's not changing anything. They already can shut down your bank accounts. Mm-hmm. They already can go in and just say, okay, you're a bad guy, we're going to shut it off. So there's no difference to me, right, other than they're just going to call it something else. The big thing was the digital stuff. You can have your own wallet, and they can't control it because it's what they call decentralized. In other words, it's not one bank has it. Mm-hmm. It's all the people around the world are connected together, and all of them have a record of it. So you can destroy 10 of them, and the whole rest of the world still has a record of it.
Yeah.
So they can't control it. When they're trying to make their own digital ID, that's the one that, oh, we want to control this. It's all about control, all these companies. It's not about the digital nature of it. It's not about that at all. It's about they want to control how you spend it. So that's where we're going with that. And as far as you know, the AI doing the translation, the Babel is all right, I have a thought. Let me wind it back.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so he split us up. He split up the languages in Babel because he wanted us to spread out. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's going to return. You know, Reversing Hermon was a book by Michael Heiser, and basically the idea is that's what Pentecost was all about. Everybody was speaking in a language that they can understand, and that was the beginning of it. Well, the Bible also says they will return to a pure language, and everyone's trying to figure out which that pure language is. Well, I think it's the ancient Hebrew, but that's actually irrelevant. The point is, it's one language that the whole world speaks again, because we're all going to be speaking and communicating with Christ as the head. That's why they're going to return to that one pure language. But they're trying to do it again, the same old story. They're trying to be like God without God. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to, you know, give a Star Trek where you get the communicator in your ear, and whatever they say, you can hear it in your language. Mm-hmm. They're trying to do it without God. And that's the same old story. Here we are back at the beginning again. You can be like gods.
Mm-hmm. Well, the digital ID thing is, I guess, the big one for me that I don't, you know, because, you know, once you've got that and it's worldwide, you know, now you've got everybody under your control. And that's, you know, exactly what Revelation talks about. Everybody
under control. That's what they want, the control.
Yeah. Now, at one time, the United States, at one time, the United States was under the, what was it called, the gold system or something like that.
I can't gold remember. Standard, yeah.
Yeah, gold standard, yeah.
We were there for a while, 20s, they made it illegal to own gold, and then they brought it back. That's why they killed JFK. Because he wanted a federal government backed by gold again, federal government money instead of the fake money that we have now. The Federal Reserve is neither federal nor do they have a reserve. They just want to control all the money, and it's not connected with our government whatsoever. So they couldn't have that, so they took them out.
Yeah, that and the CIA activity, because Kennedy said he was going to best the CIA into a billion pieces or something like that. So,
yep.
I mean, there's all kinds of...
That's the same people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, look at what they've done to President Trump. You know, I've never seen anybody... You know, you mentioned earlier Trump derangement syndrome, but I heard something this week that makes almost as much sense, and that's Trump derangement addiction. The thought there being that if you notice, they don't have anything else. I mean, everything.
They really
don't care what the situation is. Pick one. Just pick an issue.
Yeah, and Trump they always turn it back to Trump
caused it. You know, they've got nothing else.
Everything. You know? It's like we're talking about cats. Well, you know, Trump did this. It's okay, we're talking about cats.
it's amazing, but it's true. And, you know, I got to thinking about it. It's like, yeah, they are addicted to it. Because, I mean, there's even, you know, Gavin Newsom up there in California that can't talk without giving you all hand signals and all that. No, he's talking about running against Trump in 28. Does he not read the Constitution of the United States? Or is he just, you know, that's more of the addiction.
Well, he's,
you know,
paid
it's
off.
More of the addiction.
We all know he's paid off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we all know he knows it's right. But he, like the rest of them, he got promised a, you know, a high position when they take over the world.
Yeah.
And they're just going to kill him too. So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Really, really quick here before we go on. Let's go ahead and do this real quick. The Last Christian Radio Show is broadcasting truth to a world in desperate need of it. But here's the truth that you may not know. This broadcast exists because of you. We're 100% listener supported. We don't take government grants. We don't bow to advertisers. We rely on people like you, those who believe in what we're doing, those who want to see truth preserved and boldly proclaimed. Now, there's two powerful ways that you can stand with us right now. First, you can give to us directly with a one-time gift, a monthly commitment, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. It really does make a difference. So just go over to lastchristian.net, and there you will find everything that you need to be able to support us. You also can find it on screen throughout the broadcast. There you'll see the little QR code. You can do that as well. Secondly, you can support us simply by shopping. Now, when you purchase from our trusted affiliates, a portion goes straight to support this ministry without costing you a penny more. So grab your morning boost with Everyday Dose Coffee. Stock up on quality gear at the Conservative Store. Fuel your body with Prima Ancestral Protein Bars. Or dive deep into Scripture with resources from Christian Book. And now you can even learn Biblical Hebrew and more through Israel Institute of Biblical Studies with discounts of up to 45% exclusively through the link on our site. Now, these are brands that we believe in, and they believe in us, so why not shop with purpose? Go to lastchristian.net, and there you're going to find links to give directly or shop through our affiliates. Together, let's keep proclaiming the gospel, preparing the church, and standing for truth. We got one more segment here to go through, David, and I'll just throw it up here on screen right now. This is society, apostasy, and the near future. So looking at spirituality and morality, the world declined further this week. Western governments pushed abortion further than ever, celebrated gender confusion in schools, and continue their efforts to silence biblical truth as hate. Christians who speak openly face job loss, fines, and worse. The persecution of the saints is not coming. It's already here, and it's getting worse by the day. One of the week's most visible stories, and we discussed this on an earlier show, was the false prophecy advanced by many that the rapture would happen on September 23rd or 24th. A South African preacher is the one that predicted this initially. Millions watched for it, and many were shaken when nothing happened, forgetting that Jesus warned that no one knows the day or hour. Now, false prophets like this are not helpful and only serve to dishearten some believers unfamiliar with Scripture regarding the rapture. It also discourages people who are genuinely seeking knowledge while giving scoffers ammunition to deceive, just as Scripture said would happen. The Bible making clear that in the last days, false prophets would arise and that scoffers would abound. Now, next we see the interfaith gatherings in Rome and Jerusalem promoting the lie that all religions lead to the same God. That's not unity. It's pure evil and deception. Revelation 17 describes the harlot riding the beast, false religion tied to political power, and this is exactly what the spirit is rising today. The persecution of true believers continues to grow around the world. Courts, schools, corporations, and governments are increasingly hostile to Christians who stand firm on Scripture. Revelation 17 says, Babylon is drunk with the blood of the saints. Each headline of Christian suppression moving us ever closer to a time that prophecy will be fulfilled. Yet for the faithful, hope is unshaken. Jesus said in Matthew 24:33, when you see all these things, know that it's near. Even at the doors. Now, the convergence is undeniable. Wars, rumors of wars, economic shaking, false prophecy, persecution, and apostasy. But Revelation 19 gives us the end of the story. Jesus Christ returns, destroys the beast system, and establishes his kingdom of righteousness. That's our hope, that's our anchor, and that's why we watch and report these things through the lens of prophecy. And I'm going to go back real quick, David, because I know we really need to make a point on this as far as the prediction of the rapture. Now, I want to make this really clear. David and I did not participate in this prediction of a date. We said it would really be nice, but, you know, the Bible says...
Yeah, we're always on high watch.
Yeah, the Bible makes clear that only God knows the day and the hour. So we didn't buy into that. I don't think any of our friends bought into that, but we were looking at it as, well, maybe. I mean, why not? We would love it, but we didn't predict it. And unfortunately, there were people out there that did. And like the story said there, you know, it hurts people who are looking to believe and they hear maybe their pastor or something buying into this junk. Mm-hmm. And it turns them off. And, you know, I hate to see things like that. Now, do you have the same opinion, or can I know you can expand on it better than I did anyway. Go ahead.
Well, here's the deal. God told us to look up and keep waiting for him, but also to occupy until he comes. In other words, we're going to continue to work. Mm-hmm. And I liken it to, because I remember, you know, as a kid, I just would stare out the window and hope, you know, look down the street and you see headlights coming. Oh, is that my dad coming home? Mm-hmm. You know, or is someone coming over? You know, or then you're dating. Oh, is that her coming up the street? You're always looking. So I'm not going to say, oh, this is the day. And, you know, at 4:02, that's going to be her coming up the street. Mm-hmm. No, but you're always looking. Saying, is it? And that's where we're at. Now, we're on high alert on feast days because the last three things Jesus did were on feast days. Well, technically four. Mm-hmm. The crucifixion, the resurrection, and then we got the also Pentecost. So that was fulfilled. So there's reason to say, well, Pentecost was basically number four, but if only half of it was fulfilled, because it was, Peter said that, like, this is what the prophet Joel said, but they didn't do everything the prophet Joel said. And just like Jesus stopped off in the middle of a sentence, because the second half is coming later. There are those who actually believe that we're going to have the second half of Pentecost. And that's going to be this whole language thing that we're talking about, where the world is going to be able to go to the, one pure language, and that the rapture would be around Pentecost, because that's the middle three and a half, and three and a half is clearly a prophetic number, with 3.5 years into the tribulation things happen, and the 7 years, and there's seven feast days. So there's good speculation on, hey, maybe it'll happen on Pentecost, because we got to do the other half of it first. But then the next feast day after that is Yom Teruah, which just passed on the Babylonian calendar, and was the 17th on the Essene calendar. So, but those days, that's the next feast day, and that has all the idioms. No one knows the day or the hour. He comes as a thief in the night, the last trump. All of those idioms are idioms referring to the Yom Teruah. So there's a very high watch. Every Yom Teruah comes around, and this on the Essene calendar, we're right smack in the Jubilee year, which is actually why I think we see all the revelation going on, or revival, excuse me, all the revival going on around the world, is because we're in a Jubilee year.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, these nations all over, Zealand's doing a haka. Oh, we're a Christian nation, and you know, and then in Italy, like, who would have thought in Italy they'd have an evangelical revival, and they're singing praises in the streets, and I mean, every country, it's all over. Scotland and England and Ireland up there, it's all over Europe, all different nations. Africa's always got some kind of revival going on. And it's just, we see it all over the world, especially since Charlie Kirk was assassinated by the devil. And it just caused a revival. So I think possibly that's because it's a Jubilee year, but we still have one Jubilee cycle to go, which is another 50 years. And it's the last one according to the calendar. So that Now, this Jubilee cycle is that generation. They always call the generation a Jubilee. That could be the generation that sees the return of the Lord. And that's the like a relay race. That's when the two are running together, and now it's time to pass off.
Right.
So I think we're in that time period where it's time to pass off. That means the rapture is literally imminent, even though you know, we're looking for 2,000 years. But there comes a point when, okay, it has to happen now. And that's where we're at. This last 50-year period, it must happen within this 50 years and before that final 7 years. Mm-hmm. I tend to think it's going to be a relay race, and we're going to have that you know, the rapture and the 7 year period, then comes the transition. Because remember, Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead, mm-hmm. and it wasn't until 70 AD that right. the temple was destroyed.
Right.
So mm-hmm. possibly something like that, where he comes back and it takes over, and then all that restoration comes, and then we cut off this last period and mm-hmm. start the 1,000-year reign. Yeah. Again, that's just from prophetic study, and we shall see when it actually happens.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, one thing I want to emphasize is that, you know, if anybody out there bought into, you know, it's got to be the, what it was, 22nd, 23rd, or 23rd, 24th, mm-hmm. whatever it was, don't ever put faith in that. I mean, at least once every couple of years, somebody comes up with a date. You know,
and for a while, you know, since 88, I remember.
Yeah, don't buy into this crap. You know, just do what you're supposed to do, and you know, occupy until he comes, like what David was mm-hmm. saying earlier. And don't worry about the actual date, just be looking for it at all times. You know, that's mm-hmm. what you got to do. You got to be looking for it, otherwise, you just might miss it. And you know, and a really funny story here, David. When I was a kid, and I was about to, I was getting to the point where I was really understanding, okay? I hadn't accepted Christ at this point,
mm-hmm.
and actually didn't for many, many decades afterwards, but anyway, that's a whole different story. But I was sitting in my bedroom, or laying in my bedroom one day,
mm-hmm.
and I was a little kid. Oh, man, I don't remember, 9, 10 years old. And all of a sudden, there's this horn. I mean, this horn was loud. It was blasting, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't go off. Now, this wasn't at a point, you know how they had those alarm things, you know, on cars mm-hmm. that used to wake you up and all that? This wasn't then. This was way before they had those things, okay? But this horn was stuck. You know, I'm sure it was somebody probably working on their car and stuck a horn. But
mm-hmm.
In my mind, I'm going, this is the rapture. I mean, that was really what was going through my mind. This is the rapture. And so I got up, I walked into the house, and I walked straight to my mom's room, and it's empty. And I turn around, and I walk the other way, all the way down to the other end of the hall, into my dad's room, and it's empty. And I walked through the entire house. I walked through the entire house. And by the time I had made it all the way back, you know, after checking the garage and the cars there and everything, oh, my gracious. I'm like, I missed it.
Ah.
I missed it. You know, well, obviously that wasn't the fact. You know, they had just gone, you know, out for a walk or something. I don't mm-hmm. remember what it was. But, oh, my gracious. So, my point in telling you that is you do not want to be in that position of the 9-year-old JD, okay,
mm-hmm.
when it really does happen. You don't want to be there because it is going to happen at some time in the future, maybe a second from now. The rapture is going to happen, and you don't want to be one of those that really mm-hmm. did miss it.
So, yep.
That was really the point of one last thing. We didn't mention it, and that was the Comey indictment. Happened this week.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we do have to address it. You notice I saved it for the very last of the show because I really don't care. And the reason I don't is because, yes, I want to see this guy punished. I don't think he will be. And my reason for that is because these federal cases were filed in Virginia, which is, and the area of Virginia where they were filed is notoriously bad as far as being very, very pro-Democrat, pro-socialist, whatever you want to call it. And so I don't think anything's going to happen. But I am getting a little joy. I'll have to slap myself on the wrist for this. I am getting a little joy in the fact knowing that he's going to have to spend a ton of money defending himself. Anyway, David, do you have any comments on Comey, or should we just blow him off and move on?
You know, it's just we know several J6ers that were locked up incorrectly. Let's just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And, he deserves to pay for that. I think
I agree.
They should add up all the years of all the people. So mm-hmm. this was in, 3 years, 2 years, however many years it was, and have him pay for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. With matching the time. So let's say there's 100 of them mm-hmm. and they all had 2 years. You give him 200 years to make mm-hmm. up for it. And then restore, take whatever money he's been paid, take his money and restore them for what they've lost. They've lost homes, they've lost their jobs, they've lost a lot of money. So he should repay them. It's as simple as that. I don't know if they'll do that, but that because that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But he destroyed lives just because of his he was bought out and cuz he thought he was going to be one of the big ones too. It's always the mentally challenged people that actually buy into that they're going to be one of the big guys, and they pay him. Because, normal people aren't going to do that. Not for nothing, but Trump doesn't even – he takes his salary that he gets paid for as president and gives it away. Because he gets paid once a quarter, and he just gives it away. Mm-hmm. You know what? These other people are in it for all the kickbacks and everything they get. They're in it for power, and that's where that whole adage comes from. Government workers are just there for the power. So there's a lot that needs to be fixed, but it just proves that, man can't govern himself, and that's why Jesus needs to return and govern in righteousness. And he's coming to do that soon.
Amen. Well, I will say this real quick, and that is that my understanding is that he faces a total of 5 years in prison if he's convicted of this stuff, which I think is really a lightweight sentence, but that's what I've heard. Now, also, before we get out, I want to put this up on screen real quick, because our very next show is going to be Violence by Design, How the Democrats Fueled America's Unrest. Now, I know a lot of people out there are probably saying, oh, you're going to get political. Yeah. And this particular show, yeah, we are. But we're going to tell you the truth. I'm going to do it with facts. I'm not going to do it with opinion. I'm going to do it with facts. And, if you don't like that, I'm sorry. I have very, I don't really believe YouTube is going to allow it to be up, but that's okay. We're shadow banned anyway. We got 7,000 subscribers and like 5 hits. So we know what's going on there. I'm contacting Representative Jim Jordan this week, and we're going to look into this shadow banning thing and see what we can do about making some money off of this illegal operation that Google and YouTube have got going on. I don't think they've been sued hard enough yet, and I hope to own them before we're done.
That'd be fun.
I'm just getting really, maybe that sounds out of control, but that's the way I feel about it. I do not feel like they should get away with it. Anyway, that's something that you guys can look forward to in the very next show, Violence by Design, and we'll look forward to doing that. It's going to be a very good show, so y'all tune in for that. And that is if the rapture doesn't happen before then. If not, we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. Remember, this program is only made possible by the support of people just like you. We receive no outside funding or corporate backing. Everything we do is sustained by those who believe in our mission to speak truth, stand boldly for Christ, and proclaim the gospel in these final days. Your partnership makes a real difference. A single monetary gift helps keep us on the air, while monthly and annual commitments give us the steady foundation to expand our outreach and reach more souls with God's Word. You can also stand with us simply by shopping with our affiliate partners. That's just another way to ensure this ministry remains strong and uncompromised. To learn more or to join us as a partner, visit lastchristian.net. Again, that's lastchristian.net. Until tomorrow night, thank you. Good night. And God bless.
If you are hungry to learn more about Bible scripture and wish to gain a greater insight into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you, Then we invite you to join Dudley Anderson every evening for his internationally syndicated and powerful radio broadcast, Insight, a half-hour Bible talk show featuring renowned Bible teachers and guests, where faith meets clarity and God's truth meets everyday life. Each and every night, Dudley brings you fresh perspectives, biblical wisdom, and heart-stirring teaching. Because the more we open Scripture, the more it opens for us. Insight, a part of his ministry at surereality.net, explores timeless truths and discovers the sure reality of Christ's love, hope, and purpose. Don't miss a single broadcast of Insight with Dudley Anderson, every night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, right here on Revelation Radio, where faith comes alive, one Bible verse and one exciting scripture at a time.